trillion in debt. We all know gold is the answer. It's our insurance policy. But now you can buy your gold wholesale, just like dealers, without commission salesmen involved. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to PRE1933.com. You'll never buy gold from anyone else ever again.
Some of the Marines killed in a plane crash in the Mississippi Delta earlier this week are now being identified by family members, and a complete list of the 15 Marines and one Navy corpsman killed could be released by the military today. The plane and its crew going down in part of the Mississippi Delta, it may have exploded in midair. Obama-era Attorney General Eric Holder claiming he hears what he's calling disturbing echoes of Watergate in the White House of today. Mark Mayfield explains.
Holder spoke to about 800 lawyers last night in San Francisco at a fundraiser for Legal Aid at Work. The liberal nonprofit represents low-income workers in California. Holder told the attorneys that the states' rights versus federal authority issue is now the reverse of what it was in the 1960s. He said state and local governments need to stay busy protecting the rights of Americans who might be marginalized by those with access to federal officials.
You can find us online anytime at usaradio.com.
Attention all men. Did you know that bladder control problems are very common? If you or a loved one is suffering from male incontinence, please listen to this important message from Men's Liberty, because bladder control problems do not need to keep you from living an active life any longer.
Using Men's Liberty, we can go places and I don't feel a sense of anxiety.
Best of all, costs can be covered by Medicare or private insurance. Call 888-827-7549 to receive a free week's supply with your order. That's 888-827-7549. Call 888-827-7549.
An FDA panel has approved a new gene-altering drug, the first of its kind, to fight cancer. Sarah Lee Kessler has the details.
It's called CAR-T, and Tom Whitehead's 12-year-old daughter, Emily, is alive today after becoming the first patient in the world to receive it 7 years ago to battle childhood leukemia that was considered terminal.
If you want to see what a cure looks like, she's standing right beside me.
It's considered a living drug, a medicine made from a patient's own immune cells that are reprogrammed and turned into super fighters. It was developed at University of Pennsylvania and licensed to Novartis. The full FDA is expected to greenlight the drug this fall, with the hope that it can be harnessed to fight other cancers, too.
Singer Kid Rock suggesting he may run for U.S. Senate in Michigan. No sign of any campaign documents being filed yet, but he has launched a KidRockForSenate.com website that he says is not a joke, tweeting that a major announcement is coming in the future. Incumbent Democratic Senator Debbie Stabenow put out a fundraising email recently saying, while she's not sure if it's real or just a publicity stunt, the possibility has to be taken seriously, quote, after Donald Trump's surprising win last year. And TV's Emmy nominees will be announced in about a half hour in North Hollywood. The 69th annual Emmy Awards will then be handed out on September 17th, hosted by Stephen Colbert. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. Let me repeat, lose 20 to 40 pounds in 40 days, guaranteed. This is not a crazy diet or exercise program. No drugs, hormones, or shots. You can lose 20 to 45 pounds in 40 days with Nutrimost Resonant Frequency Technology to measure 2,800 of your body's key biomarkers. Using NRF, they can find and correct the cause of your weight problem by measuring factors affecting weight gain, including metabolism, fat burning, fat storage, appetite, detoxification, and hormonal regulation. It's safe, fast, easy, and effective, and you won't walk around hungry or have cravings. It's even doctor supervised. Schedule a body composition analysis and consultation. You can be transformed in 40 days guaranteed. This is a limited time offer, so they can't wait to see you look great.
So call 888-718-7077. That's 888-718-7077. Or visit njthin.com. That's njthin.com.
Don't fear technology. Use it, understand it, and embrace it. The mission of Tech Today is to demystify technology. I'm your host, Chris Bianco, principal of Blue Panther Business Partners. Every Tuesday morning from 10 to 11, we will cover new apps, buying advice, technology news, and answer your questions. Good day, and join me on Tech Today on HuntertonChamberRadio.com.
At Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site. And we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
On today's program, I'll be talking about the 7 best social media apps for small business marketing. I'll answer the question, does your business need a marketing plan? Spoiler alert, it does. I'll even have 7 leadership lessons from championship-winning coaches that can apply to your business and why making a business goal pivot in the summer is a good idea for any small business owner. It's Thursday, July 13th, 2017, and I'll have all that and more right now on Taking Care of Business. Well, good afternoon, everybody. My name is Jim Gano, and I am the host of the program called Taking Care of Business, and it's on every Thursday afternoon at this time. So glad you could join us, because for the next hour, we're going to talk about issues affecting businesses large and small here in the borough of Flemington in beautiful Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well. But before we get going, it's time for a brief check of the weather. It's currently 89 degrees at 12:06 here in Flemington. The forecast shows that today it'll be partly cloudy throughout the day with scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon and evening, a high of 91 and a low of 68. And there's also a heat advisory in effect for today. Hello to Mark Hargrove, who's listening in today. And for tomorrow, my sister Cindy's birthday, thunderstorms will continue as it does every year on her birthday. They'll continue throughout the day with a high of 74 and a low of 67. For Saturday, or as I call it, fire up the Crown Trophy jet. We're going to Florida for the annual franchisee meeting Saturday. We'll have partly cloudy skies with a high of 85 and a low of 63. And for Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 65. Current check of the financial market shows the Dow is currently up 31.53 into new record territory at 21,563.67. The NASDAQ up 8.06 to 6269.24. The S&P 500 is up 4.40 to 2447.65. Oil is up 61 cents to $46.10 per barrel. And gold is down $2.40 to $1,216.70 an ounce. Going to want to welcome Frank Finizialli for watching the preview as well. Facebook viewers, you are now up to date. It's time to listen to the rest of the program on www.hunterdonchamberradio.com or at WHCRDB. Thanks for listening. All right. Well, good afternoon, everybody, and thanks for joining us on this Thursday afternoon for another edition of Taking Care of Business. This is going to be the last episode for about 2 weeks. Going to be gone next week, going to Delray Beach, Florida, for the annual Crown Trophy annual meeting, the franchisee meeting. Whole lot to talk about. We have emerging technologies to talk about. We have vendor issues to talk about. We have employee issues to talk about, and what's great about this meeting is how everybody is so willing to share information. And, you know, one of the hot topics that we're going to be talking about this year is millennial hiring. A lot of stores, a lot of businesses, not just mine, but others, have had problems in hiring millennials. And so the question becomes, is it more a problem with the employer where maybe we have to adjust, which a lot of research suggests, or is it that millennials have not been given the proper tools and work habits and work ethics in order to make a good employee? So there's arguments pro and con on both sides of this argument. I remember that last November, I think, I had brought it to the show that I had an employee, a millennial, who came to me and said that he didn't think that 9-to-5 was the best thing for him. He didn't think full-time employment was best for him, but the position that I had hired him for was a full-time job. And he said that he does his best work at around 4 in the morning. Now, I'm just rolling over for the third time at 4 in the morning. I said, that's not the way this works. You know, we have to have you here. He goes, well, how about if I engrave all the jobs at 4 in the morning and email them over to you, and then you run them? And I'm like, but you're the engraver. I'm the owner. I have other responsibilities. He didn't seem to get that, and so there was a major disconnect. But one of the underwriting themes in the more research that I do, and I think I have to bend a little bit at the age of 56, is that we have to be more accommodating to the millennial. And we have to kind of work within their structure. Now, when I first started working back in the 1980s, the biggest thing that happened was what they called flex time scheduling. And normal hours were 9 to 5, but if you came in at 7, you could leave at 3, which allowed me to open up a second business, a painting contracting business. So I was able to boost our income, you know, that way. So is that something that you have to do? Like this, like that one employee said, he does his best work at 4 in the morning. You know, do I have to be that accommodating? And but does it also mean that I have to hire somebody else to actually do the production end of his job after he's gotten done with the creative side? So interesting dynamic. I'm looking forward to that seminar. Two of our store owners have been working very hard for the last 6 months doing the research and getting ready to do a presentation on that. So I'm looking forward to Matt and Brandon's presentation and getting the advice from them and then from fellow store owners about their experiences over the year. So no show next. Well, there will be a show. It'll be a rewind. We're going to rewind the interview I did a couple of weeks ago with Ron Van Horn and with the gentleman from HealthQuest for the car shows, because it'll be 2 days before the next car show. So it's rather timely that we get it in at that time. Don't forget, in Flemington, Saturday night, Salsa Night is being brought to you by Hunterdon Helpline, co-sponsored by the Flemington Community Partnership. So you want to make sure that if you're looking for a good time, a chance to get out and dance the night away on Main Street, head over to Flemington, New Jersey for Salsa Night. It's a great time. A lot of people show up. Around this time, every show, I try to remind everybody to like us on Facebook. So if you're listening right now on a computer, open up another browser, go to your Facebook page, and then search for the show's page called Taking Care of Business with Jim Gano, and like and follow that page. You'll get updates midweek on what's happening in the business world, if anything is changing. As we saw last week, there the economy added about 226,000 jobs, but even with that, the unemployment rate ticked up just a little bit to 4.4%. And what they're blaming that on is more people are now entering the workforce. They'd gone away for a while. They realized they couldn't get a job, and now they feel a little bit more optimistic that they can. So you'll get stories like that midweek. We're trying to make that page a little bit of a news source for you. So we'll have links coming up in the future. We'll have links to the previous week's show, and then also any timely business trends will appear there. And then a new program feature is our business quote of the week. And this week we go to a gentleman who's probably been attributed to more business quotes than anybody, Zig Ziglar. And I really like this one, which kind of plays off of last week's quote. And it said, "If people like you, they'll listen to you. But if they trust you, they'll do business with you." Do you believe that that's true? Like, if people like you, if they can stand being in the room with you and you have something to say, are they going to listen? Are they going to take that to heart? And then, but to get a person to do business with you, they have to have that sense of trust that you have their back. So if a person, we had a lady come to us on Friday. She was hosting a horse show, and she came into my office around 1 o'clock on Friday afternoon. She goes, "Jim, I need 150 promotional items for an event that's happening Tuesday, so I have to pick them up Monday night." And I looked at her and I was like, "Oh, what are we going to do?" I knew that my vendors probably wouldn't be able to satisfy her, even though we have one that does have a quick ship program, but I knew that I could. So I told her, I said, "Look, how about if we do glassware with your logo? I'll etch them here. You can pick them up Monday night. We just have to wait for UPS to deliver them." And I showed her a couple of samples, and she goes, "I trust you. I know you'll get it done. Let's do it." So we ordered the glasses. We had them overnight shipped to us. They arrived Monday at 2. We started engraving them at around 2:01 and went right through until 8 o'clock at night, and then her son picked them up. And the greatest feeling I think I have ever had was the next day or 2 days later, I get a phone call from her, and she goes, "I just want to thank you." She goes, "I knew I could trust you to get it done. I knew that I could count on you because you always come through. So thank you." Everybody loved the glasses, and it really elevated the event a little bit. It made it a little classier than just ribbons or something like that. Normally when you get a phone call after an event or during an event, it's probably not going to be good news, but this was nice to get that kind of feedback that she really liked it. So Zig Ziglar's quote of the week: if people like you, they'll listen to you, but if they trust you, they'll do business with you. Speaking of business, we've got a lot more coming up on Taking Care of Business. It's time for our first commercial break. You're listening to 100inchamberradio.com, the voice of business. We'll be right back.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hey, Big C here, doing a little practicing for the Hunterdon County Chamber's 16th Annual Golf Classic. We're teeing off at Tuesday, October 3rd at Hawk Point Golf Club. The signature sponsor this year is Hunterdon Healthcare. Besides enjoying a great game of golf, this event is an excellent way for you to promote your business via our sponsorship opportunities, silent auction, and networking luncheon. The Golf Classic launches at 8:30 a.m. with registration, breakfast, and a putting warm-up. This scramble format will begin with a shotgun start at 10 a.m. Plus, we will have some exciting contests to enjoy throughout the day. Oh yes, the winning foursome will be presented with the fabulous Hunterdon Cup. Talk about bragging rights. I got you this year, Team ExxonMobil. I'll see you on the first tee.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all mine. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. My name is Jim Gannot, the owner of Crown Trophy here in Flemington. So glad you could join me once again as we approach our sixth year on the air here at WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, and we are the voice of business. This program, every week, we talk about topics that affect business, and it can be anything from employee issues to tax issues, legal issues, conflict issues, customer service, sales, et cetera, marketing. We do that a lot. So if that's what you're looking for your business, you've come to the right place. Now, this is a topic that's come up a lot for me lately, and it's, does your business really need a marketing plan? And the short answer is, yes, it does. A formal marketing plan can prevent small business owners from wasting valuable dollars chasing the wrong customers with the wrong message. And a recent Manta poll found that almost half of small business owners don't have a formal marketing plan. Some don't do any marketing at all. But careful attention to marketing can be critical to your small business's success. Marketing plans for small businesses are far more important than business plans, but they get far less airtime, said Dan Whedon, a consultant and author of Unleashed Leadership. Small businesses survive mostly on top-line growth, which means revenue generation produced from marketing.
Without a marketing plan, it's like closing your eyes and guessing prior to throwing the dart at a moving target. According to Whedon, small business owners benefit from a formal marketing plan in the following ways. It creates a focused message. Now, without a marketing plan, a business owner is not being intentional about messaging and branding, which can result in confusion and lack of focus. It also provides measurable results. A marketing plan ensures tracking of both good and bad results, and you want to know both. Without this information, the most successful marketing might be scrapped in favor of a more popular method that simply doesn't work. These types of errors can also result in a wasted marketing budget, and it allows for informed decision-making. Now, as your small business team grows, marketing plans are useful in measuring staff performance, allowing for better decision-making when it comes to promoting or removing sales and marketing talent. Now, as I mentioned, this has been a topic for me lately, and I've dealt with a lot of stores, not just Crown Trophy stores, but other businesses. And one of the first questions I ask is, how do you market your business? And do you have a marketing plan? And a lot of them don't. Sometimes their marketing plan is, holy crap, the rent's due. We better market. We need to generate some income quick. And they might put an ad in a newspaper or maybe on the radio or something like that. But they see the results, but they're not measuring those results. And that's where the plan falls apart. And also, a marketing plan that is reactionary isn't really a plan at all. So what I like to tell people is you should have a plan at least forward-thinking 6 months out. So right now, if we're in July, people should already be planning for what are they going to be doing at the holidays, either Thanksgiving or Christmas, you know, the holiday season in the winter. Are you going to be going after the like a pre-Christmas type sale to generate income earlier? We have Small Business Saturday. We have Black Friday. Some businesses are trying to jump the gun and start a week earlier. You see all the Santa displays going up in Home Depot the first week of October. You know, so that's where I want your head at now. You're almost too late, but it's still not too late to start doing something for back to school. You know, you still have some time to market to the summer crowd, if, depending on your type of product, for beachgoers, folks who visit the lake, recreational, family picnics, family reunions, things like that. So if you have that, but to create a plan where you sit down with a calendar and you look, it's called seasonal marketing, and you sit down and you look at the beginning of the year and you say, okay, now it's January 1st. So you're looking at Valentine's Day, St. Patrick's Day, Easter will be thrown in there somewhere. Then you can get to that Memorial or summer kickoff. There's Flag Day, Independence Day. Then we go to Labor Day, Halloween, Thanksgiving, Christmas. And there's a million different holidays in between. Some are even, you know, when you hear National Chocolate Chip Cookie Day, if you're a bakery, you better be making a ton of chocolate chip cookies on that day. If it's National, you know, Wine Drinkers Day and you sell glassware, well, offer to make personalized glassware, something to that effect where you're forward-thinking and you're letting your customers know that you're the resource for it. That's a marketing plan. Including in that is a budget, and including in that should be a call to action. So if you, it's not just enough to put an ad in the newspaper. There has to be some call to action. Order today, order before the 14th, you know, something like that. And I think it was Tom Marguccio and Russ Zabarowski when they were on the show that gave the suggestion of putting a person's name on it. Call our shop and ask for Susie. You may not even have a Susie employed by you, but if that's the code word or mention code XYZ123, then you know that they are responding to a very particular ad. It's something they heard on the radio. It's something they saw on TV. It's something they saw in print. Maybe you posted on your Facebook page, but now it's measurable because you can say the customer referenced this code, so we know that this type of advertising works. And it said so in the in that story. If you get bad results and you have a call to action and it's XYZ123 and nobody calls, nobody takes advantage of this promotion, well, it's a bad promotion. And it either has to be tweaked or scrapped. So it's still not too late for this year to start thinking about a marketing plan. And what I would focus on is either start with back to school, look at Halloween, if there's something you can do for that. There's so many different things with Halloween pumpkin decorating contests and things like that. Look towards Thanksgiving. Veterans Day is also another big one. And then finally, the holidays, Hanukkah and Christmas. What can you do? So many ugly sweater contests out there. So take advantage of that, but start thinking now, how will you incorporate that? What kind of marketing plan are you going to do? Are you going to do social media? Are you going to do print, radio, TV? How are you going to get the word out that you're having a special promotion at that time? It's currently 12:26. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100andchamberradio.com. And WHCR-DB, which if you have a digital player in your car, which many cars are being equipped with now, it's a chance for you to listen to us while you're on the go. So by all means, plug us in there at WHCR-DB. I want to talk for a minute about doing a business goal pivot. Now, if you remember in the beginning of the year, the first show after New Year's, I came back and I asked you all to make goals and resolutions, and not the kind that are going to go away in 2 weeks. You know, I want to lose weight. That's not specific. It's not measurable. I want to lose 20 pounds. That is specific. That is measurable. But the same thing for your business. I want to increase sales, not measurable. I want to increase sales by 10%. I want to increase sales by $100,000. Those are measurable and something to work towards. So when I consult with businesses, I'll ask them, sometimes one-on-one or in a classroom setting, if they remembered what their goals were from the first of the year. And I hear a little bit of apprehensive laughter from the room. And then I ask if they remember their New Year's resolutions. And of course, there are some acknowledgement. How many of you are still working on those resolutions now, I ask, and not one person will raise their hand. Now, does that sound familiar to you? Well, it should, because this is a story for most of us who have great intentions and the motivation at the beginning of the year to make the necessary changes in our business and in ourselves, but somehow we get lost in the next emergency, and it seems just too hard to make those changes now. We might think, and besides, things aren't so bad. That's when I push in the E&E principle, effort and execution. You got to put the effort into your resolution, you got to put the effort into your goal, and you have to execute on it. Now, this is why making a pivot in June, July, or August is perfect for you and your company. Now, in lean startup circles, making a pivot means to substantially change something in the business model. You might want to consider that the pivot your company might make is not from the business model, but from the operating model. So many of us are unconsciously operating our businesses from emergency to emergency or email to email instead of from vision and clarity around what we'd like to achieve. Remember when the business was started, it was someone's dream. Maybe it was yours. Now it might just be keeping up with the pressures. Are you still connected to your dream every day? This is the key justification for goal setting, having your long-range outcomes be connected with your day-to-day activities. And in doing so, the realization of your vision has a pathway to be actualized. Now, did that get you to dust off your notes from your annual goals that you listed out from the stack of paper you've got labeled in your head called important stuff I should get to sometime? And when you looked at them, did you realize that some of what you wrote down is out of whack and what you really want to have happen with the business? Still no worries. There's a simple system for you to employ mid-year to do the pivot and get moving towards what you really want to achieve. And it's called the 5R system. It's really quite simple. The first is you want to review. Review the goals that you set at the beginning of the year for yourself and the business and see if it's on your way to accomplishing one or more of them. You might find that some of the goals that you need, that the seed was planted, and even though you didn't remember that you wanted something, the business might be well on its way to achieving a long-forgotten aim. Then there's the other goals that were more out of sight, out of mind. That's okay. Remember, the year you wanted something so bad for your birthday and your parents didn't or couldn't get it for you, can you actually remember now what that thing was? Yep, just like that goal you set in January. The second R is to recalibrate. Now, if you've set goals with timelines that have already passed, recalibrate those goals and the timeline so that you can still approach it anew with a timeline that's appropriate to where you're starting now. Remember, if you recalibrate the timeline, you're not behind, you're not late, and you haven't blown it. You've got quarter three and quarter four to finish the year strong. So take all of this in stride. The third R is called ripping. Now, this is where you say, what was I thinking? Did I even write that, or was that my evil twin? Now, if you've got goals that like that listed, but you don't know why you would even think doing something like that was a good idea now, you need to rip it out of the plan and out of your consciousness. If you feel that goal isn't remotely connected with what it is you're really committed to, tear it out like a bad weed in your flower bed of life that it is. There's no need to make extra work for yourself when you lack the commitment, the activities, and the alignment with that goal. Just like a bad relationship, you can let it go. The fourth R is to recommit. Now, keeping the goals that you're committed to and are the ones that connect you to the future that you see yourself creating will refresh and re-energize you and give you the motivation to get going into the goal achievement mode. Now, my parents had always had different goals, like buying a camper or something like that, and they would have a goal of how much money they had to put aside and things like that, and eventually they'd achieve it. And finally, you want to revive. Now, taking actions in alignment with what you're excited about producing to give you the future that you imagine for yourself will revive your enthusiasm and excitement for the business. And share that with your employees. Make your goals their goals. You, as the business leader, know that if you're happy and excited, that gets transmitted to your people. Your re-engagement with goals can revive everyone's enthusiasm in the company. Wouldn't it be great to walk into your office and take a deep breath, feeling refreshed and happy that your team is doing the same thing? I think that businesses and life is a series of forgetting and remembering. We start our businesses with an idea that lives at the 50,000-foot level and get excited about what we see at the horizon line. Then when we start engaging with our business at the 500-foot level, we can't remember what it was that we saw all the way up there. Knowing when to fly above the day-to-day fray and live in the vision of the business, and when to get down deep and get our hands dirty between our dreams that fly high above the blocking and tackling of that every day that we do to make it. Now, when we're actively putting our goals into the forefront of our actions, we're remembering our dreams, like driving on an open road on a sunny day out west where all you can see is the sky and imagine the possibilities of what's over the next hill. It's our goals and inspirations that take us to our next destination. So the five R's, again, are to review, recalibrate, rip, reconnect, and revive. I'm Jim Gannot. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com. We're going to step away for a quick news break, and when we come back, plenty more to talk about. You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HuntingtonChamberRadio.com.
USA Radio News with Jason Wirt.
He's got to pull it off.
Yeah.
Mitch has to pull it off. He's working very hard. He's got to pull it off.
The president talking about health care with Pat Robertson on the Christian Broadcasting Network. The president said all Republican senators really need to be on board with health care reform.
It's very hard to get, you know, all we need. Almost all of them.
Yeah.
You need almost all of them. And that's the holdup. And states are somewhat different. But with all of that being said, it has to get passed. They have to do it. They have to get together and get it done.
President Trump is meeting with French President Emmanuel Macron in Paris today. Trump and the First Lady are in France for a two-day visit that coincides with the Bastille Day tomorrow, an important French holiday. The two leaders expected to talk about efforts to fight terrorism and the situation in Syria. The two leaders will be holding a joint press conference today. You're listening to USA Radio News.
I have to get to sleep.
Tom had a stressful day, and now he can't shut down at bedtime.
Need sleep.
To fall asleep fast, millions of people turn to Unisom sleep gels. They're non-habit-forming and quickly help you sleep soundly so you wake recharged. Tom? Unisom sleep gels. A stressful day deserves a restful night. Use as directed. Active ingredient diphenhydramine hydrochloride.
Hi, I'm Wayne Allyn for pre-1933.com. I've been the single biggest BBB, backer, believer, and buyer of gold for over 15 years. But now I found a better way to buy gold. I found the Uber of gold. This company, pre-1933.com, will forever change the way gold is sold. Pre-1933.com is a wholesaler of pre-1933 gold. They have no salesmen, zero commission, prices no one can compete with. Call 855-PRE-1933. That's toll-free, 855-773-1933, or go to pre-1933.com.
And I've been taking care of business every day. Taking care of business every way. I've been taking care of business. It's all right. Taking care of business and working overtime.
You're You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com and WHCR-DB. It's currently 89 degrees here in Flemington. Today, we're going to have partly cloudy skies throughout the day. Thunderstorms will roll in around 3 to 4 o'clock in the afternoon with an evening high of, or a daily high of 91 and an evening low of 68. There is also a heat advisory in effect for today. For tomorrow, thunderstorms will continue throughout the day with a high of 74 and a low of 67. For Saturday, getaway Saturday for me, it'll be a high of 85 and a low of 63 under partly cloudy skies. And for Sunday, it'll be sunny with a high of 88 and a low of 65. All right, what if I told you there were three laws that dictate your sales success? And a lot of people, when they email me about, you know, for the show, they'll say they want to increase sales. They want to have more success in sales. Or they've always been good. They just kind of need to retool, retrain. And is there any secret law that or rule that will make them better? The answer is the short answer there is simply no. You just have to keep doing it. It's also a good idea to watch how other people sell. If you're buying a car, if you're buying a dress, if you're at a restaurant and the waiter somehow magically upsells you into getting an appetizer, what are they doing to make that happen? What terms are they using? And what techniques do they use? Now, remember, if people like you, they'll listen to you. But if they trust you, they'll do business with you. That's what Zig Ziglar said. That was our quote, business quote of the week. And it is the same for sales. If you come across as, you know, a shyster, you know, you're kind of like the used car salesman, what's it going to take to get you in this car today? I'm turned off right away. But if you're consulted with me, if you inform me, if you have product knowledge, if I believe in you as you're selling me that product, then chances are we're going to make a deal. But there's three laws that can dictate sales success. Now, how do you harness the power of positive thinking and learn to manage time more effectively to supercharge sales for your small business? There are hundreds of eponymous laws, which are formalized versions of observations made by and named after a person. From science to business, there's a law for anything you can think of. And in this case, there are three important ones for your sales team to pay attention to. So if you use these laws to create habits among your team that will lead to success all year long, it'll mitigate the potential for failure, harnessing the power of positive thinking and managing time more effectively. The first is called the law of attraction. Focusing on positive or negative thoughts bring positive or negative experiences into your life. The law of attraction was discussed in depth in the book and the movie The Secret because it can be a powerful tool for everyone, including your sales team. The idea is that where your attention goes is where your energy flows. If your sales team is feeling down and defeated by a bad month, they're likely talking about it with coworkers, stressing about it on their drive home, and focusing on not doing bad in the upcoming month. Think of all the energy being directed toward not being successful. Whether your team realizes it or not, they're willing themselves to have another bad month. The key to harnessing the law of attraction is to let go of that unconstructive thinking and reframe the concern or negative thought. Instead of focusing on last month's low numbers, think and talk about the upcoming successes of this month. If your team has a mission statement, make this an integral part of that and weave it into every team meeting. This positivity will benefit your team and the entire company. Even if you don't believe in the power of energy, focusing on the positive and leaving out the negative makes your team upbeat and keeps morale high. An important piece of the law of attraction is visualization. If you want to dig into that with your team, follow the steps for effective visualization that has been shared with the National Association of Sales Professionals. Use this technique one morning a week with your team. Couple comments on that. When you have a bad month, and there was when I was recruiting, there'd be a month where I might blank. No sales, no deals closed. And I kept coming to work the next day with this optimistic attitude. Today's the day. I'm going to make the right call. I'm going to connect with the right candidate, or I'm going to connect with the right hiring manager. My boss never got down on me. Instead, he would look at all the prospective deals that I was working on and say, out of all of these, which one do you think will close first? And now I could look at them objectively and say, well, I think it's, you know, this one. And I might point to a particular candidate or a particular client. And he would say, good, let's focus on that. Make sure we call the hiring manager. Make sure we call the candidate. Make sure the interest is still there on both parties. Let's keep this train running. And then if he would say, which of these don't you think is going to close? And I would point to one. He might say, all right, let's just leave that on the back burner. We'll come back to it. I don't think it's dead yet. It might be in the 10% pot, but you know, let's work on the one that will close. And sooner or later, you started to find that when you've put all your energy into the one, what he was showing you is that he believed in you, and he was trusting you when you gave that assessment to say, I think it's, you know, this client or that candidate. You know, having that belief made you work that much harder and that much better. And then the visualization piece of it. In sales, what I like people to do is to visualize something that they currently don't have but want. And so it could be anything. Could be a second home, could be their first home, could be a nicer car, could be a boat, a nice trip or vacation. And I usually like them to post a picture of that on their desk. I usually tell people to stay away from the Lambos and the Ferraris and things like that. Get it into a budgetable manner. So let's say you were driving a 1974 Volkswagen and you wanted to upgrade to a 2017 Chrysler. Then put a picture of that Chrysler on there. You should also, it wouldn't be a bad idea to also put the price of that Chrysler on there so that you knew how much in sales you would have to do in a month, a quarter, a year to attain that goal. And then work towards it. The second law of sales is what is known as Parkinson's Law. Work expands so as to fill the time available for its completion. Now, how often are you interrupted every day? Probably 4 or 5 times, if not more, if you're a manager or a team leader. That number is likely to go into the double digits. But thanks to Parkinson's Law, that means you're doing the same amount of work in less time, or you're at least trying to. Now, what does that lead to? Now, when people are constantly interrupted, they start working faster to compensate for the time lost. Not necessarily better, but faster. Deadlines are most of the time up to someone else, so people have to get creative and finish the task in whatever time they have, explained Irini Anika of HubGets. If your sales team is constantly rushing to get work done, they're not doing their best work. When this becomes obvious to clients and prospects is when the sales take a nosedive. So avoid this issue with one simple sign. Give all your salespeople a desk or cubicle sign that indicates their availability for being your availability for being interrupted. One side is green with the words, I'm available to talk. The other side is red and says, don't interrupt me right now. Feel free to email me or come back later. This keeps people from having unimportant conversations when your team is trying to work or to complete a certain task. The reminder about emailing also gives their coworkers a gentle nudge to get in touch with them, but without interrupting them. And finally, there's Murphy's Law. Anything that can go wrong will go wrong. Preparation is the name of the game in sales. Preparing before a call, preparing the perfect deck, preparing for the worst, knowing that anything that can go wrong will eventually go wrong is important for your sales team. Now, when your team lives and breathes by this law, always be prepared for the worst, and you'll be successful no matter what. Make a list of all the possible things that could go wrong each quarter, and then figure out how to mitigate those issues. So if something does come up, you and your team are ready. Some potential issues may carry over quarter after quarter, like our lead sales associate leaves. And those are all the more important to have a solution for. It's a worry all year long, but it's worth the extra work and prep time. Create your backup plans as a team so that everyone feels empowered to be successful and prepared. The laws of your sales team, using these laws as guidelines for being successful year-round will help. Encourage your sales team to buy into them and harness their lessons to land more sales. Make them a part of your team's culture, and you may just find success comes easier than before. So hopefully, when you compartmentalize something with Murphy's Law, with the Parkinson's Law, hopefully you get that, you know, it's not just one size fits all. And the law of attraction, you know, that one size doesn't always fit all. Good luck, you know, to you and your sales team. I'm hoping that you can turn things around. I have a couple of listeners that are, you know, have already texted me today. We've talked to their sales team. You know, I've talked to the sales teams. I've talked to the managers. And sometimes it's just a quick attitudinal shift. You have to believe in yourself. You have to believe in the company, and you have to believe in the product you're selling. Otherwise, what the hell are you getting out of bed in the morning for? You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on 100inchamberradio.com. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we're going to talk more about issues affecting businesses right here in Hunterdon County, New Jersey, and on the national scene as well.
Hi, I'm Joe Peters of Weichert Realtors. Buying or selling a property can be one of the most expensive undertakings you face in your lifetime, and selecting the right realtor to help you through this process can dramatically affect your success or your failure. I have personally helped hundreds of buyers and sellers through this process in achieving their dreams and goals in 100 in Somerset County areas over the past 10 years. I believe that this experience should be a smooth, seamless one for you and not a roller coaster ride. But the best judgment as to whether or not I deliver this to my customers is their reactions in their own words.
One of the things we liked about Joe was that he would return calls within minutes if he wasn't able to pick up.
You know, Joe guided us through the process of selling our home and made a complicated transaction appear seamless.
How do I accomplish this? By approaching every transaction from a business perspective. Initially, I try to fully understand your goals and dreams and make them my own. Then, I go out and take the mass amounts of data that we have and distill them down to a few understandable action points to be considered. Finally, I control the entire process through technology to ensure that we're not going to hit any speed bumps along the way. The end result to you is a smooth, rewarding customer experience. Let me show you how to take my level of professional expertise and put it to work for you in achieving your real estate goals and dreams. I can be reached at 908-238-0118. Thanks for your time.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hi, I'm Pat Smits, Law Offices of Patricia Garrity Smits, LLC. The Hunterdon Chamber is a great resource to find the best local business people and meet new friends.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
You're listening to Taking Care of Business right here on HunterdonChamberRadio.com. I want to send out a shout-out real quick to all the members of the Salem College Football and Cheerleading Alumni Association getting together this weekend for their, I don't know what you call it. It's every 2 years, biannual, semiannual, I don't know, reunion. Going to miss you guys and hope that you have a great time. The T-shirts are on their way, so hopefully you'll enjoy them as well. But a great bunch of people. And like I said, I hope you have great weather and a great time. I'll be heading down to Florida on Saturday for the Crown Trophy annual franchisee meeting, so won't be able to join you there. Let's talk about the best social media apps for small business marketing. And over the course of the next several weeks, I'm going to talk about marketing a little bit more because it seems to be a black hole for a lot of businesses. Some people are saying, well, I advertise in the newspaper. Some don't do any advertising at all. Some don't know how, don't think they can afford it. But small business marketing on social media is probably going to be the wave of the future. And I would say in large part in the next 5 years, it's going to be the way business gets done. So I want to talk about seven social media apps that can help you with your small business marketing. And if you look at what's going on, Sears closing a ton of stores, Kmart closing a ton of stores, others, Gymboree just said they're closing about 130 stores. There's a shift in retail right now. Small stores, small mom and pops might be able to compete for a while, but at some point, as online shopping becomes more and more prevalent, do we see a day when brick and mortar stores are going to go away? I don't believe so, but you never know. So let's get prepared for it. So I have these seven mobile apps are your key to managing your company's digital marketing on the go from any location. And the number of mobile apps available to help small business owners with social media marketing is absolutely mind-blowing. But to get you started, here's a quick look at the most popular platforms. The first is Facebook. Now, this has been a small business favorite for years. The Facebook app makes it easy to stay connected to followers and customers as you tackle busy days. Add photos of what you're working on as you go about your work week. Post updates between clients and handle customer service issues on the fly, and it's available on both the iOS and Android platforms. Instagram, this app isn't just for the Kardashians. It's one of the fastest growing social media channels to market your small business. And with Instagram, you can snap a photo or use an existing image from your photo album and add filters and dramatic color effects to get that vintage artsy look and share it with your followers along with your comments and hashtags. Also available on iOS and Android. LinkedIn, this is probably one that's overlooked, and I have a second story that I want to do if there's enough time today on LinkedIn. But once the place for job seekers, now LinkedIn is another platform where your business can shine. So build a company page, promote your brand, and share content to become a thought leader in your field. Start a LinkedIn group to meet customers, influencers, and contenders for your business's next job opening. Pinterest, this is one of the best platforms to reach new customers using images of your products and services. From cleaning services to artisans of fine crafts, any type of business can add photos, which users can then pin or save for later and add to their own boards for inspiration. Snapchat is hugely popular right now with the younger generation. Not necessarily the first app that comes to mind when you consider marketing your small business, but if your demographic falls somewhere between loving One Direction and not yet having an AARP card, this could be a viable option. You can send quick messages, photos, or short video clips, all of which disappear after they've been viewed. And even though the message's lifespan is fleeting, they look best with the built-in editing tools and filters. Twitter, as one of the largest social networks, Twitter is an ideal place to market your brand, manage customer service issues, and network with clients in 140 characters or fewer. And if you think your customers are on it, think again. With around 970 million users, it's likely that many of them are already your customers. And finally, there's Google My Business. You can manage your company's entire Google presence from this one app. You can do everything on the GMB app that you can do from your desktop, GMB dashboard. You can edit your profile, check on your engagement analytics, and respond to customer reviews all from your smartphone or tablet. Also available on iOS and Android. Now, in that story, I mentioned LinkedIn. This is probably the social marketing media missing link. Many business owners use LinkedIn to increase their professional network. Their social network can also help your business grow. According to the BIA Kelsey, the reach small businesses receive through LinkedIn surpasses other social sites by more than 30%. So here are some launch points. If you haven't already, create a company page. Highlight your brand, your products and services, and post updates and add content regularly. Be mindful of staying on brand and apply SEO strategies when applicable. You want to encourage your employees to create personal pages that links to your company page, helping to increase your visibility. You want to take part in LinkedIn groups, or you can create your own. It's where customers, potential customers, and influencers go to share thoughts and opinions and to gain advice from experts. That's you. You're the expert. You want to ask customers, both past and present, to write a recommendation. Consumers actively look for this kind of word-of-mouth marketing. Use endorsements to get in front of other networks. These simple but meaningful gestures of support also strengthen your connections. And you want to help bulk up your email list. Invite connections via private messaging to sign up for company emails or to take part in special promotions. When it comes to positioning your brand and expanding reach, LinkedIn provides an optimal platform. So figure out how it can work for you. Good last sentence in that story. Figure out how it can work for you. You have to take the time to do the research. You know, anybody who says, I need somebody to teach me, can you teach yourself? I think you can teach social media to yourself. Anybody can do it. Google it. How do I get on Snapchat? Google it. How do I create a Facebook for Business page? Or ask any teenager and they'll do it for you. I have never taken one computer class in my life. Not one. Yet, I'm very proficient in the Microsoft Office suite. You know, I can do Word, Excel. I can create dazzling PowerPoint platform performances or presentations. I have never once Googled Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, Pinterest, but I'm on all of them, and Instagram. You know, so you just have to sit down, give yourself an hour, and say, I'm going to do this now, and then figure it out. And then start, you know, letting your customers know that it's available and out there. So, and then you'll, hopefully have success with it. I'm just getting a message from our general manager, so I want to make sure that we lead into a new syndicated program that's going to come up after this show. So hopefully I will do everything that Chris says, and I will do it right, and we will back time it perfectly. So we're working on that as well. Just a reminder, next week's show is going to be a replay of, I think it was our May 19th show, talking about the car show season here in Flemington. Great way to get out and see people, see some beautiful vehicles. If you like car shows, if you like music, that's the place to go. It'll be right along Main Street here in Flemington Borough. I will be gone next week as I attend the Crown Trophy of, Crown Trophy's National Franchisee Meeting, and meeting with several of our fellow business owners to try to talk about issues we're trying to resolve, including some vendor issues, and most importantly, the millennial issue. And I will come back to you in 2 weeks with a recap of that millennial story and whether or not there was a takeaway that we can apply to our businesses. And I also want you to email me, text me, or connect with me on LinkedIn or Facebook and let me know if you're having trouble with millennial employees as well, because this is a topic that's not going away, and I think we all need to address it at some point. And what else is happening? I think that's just about it for today. In sports, in Major League Baseball, in the American League, the Red Sox, Indians, and Astros lead their divisions, while in the National League, the Nationals, Brewers, and Dodgers all lead their divisions. Last week, New Jersey native Martin Truex Jr. Won all three stages of the Quaker State 400 at Kentucky Speedway for his third win of the season and is now the series point leader. This weekend, the teams head to New Hampshire for the New Hampshire 301 on Sunday. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of Taking Care of Business. Hope that all of you are having a great summer. We had a story earlier in the day about that mid-year pivot for your goals. This is your homework assignment. I want you to start dusting off the goals that you made for yourself mid-year or in the beginning of the year and figure out where you're at in the process. Are you achieving them? Have you started them? And if not, maybe this is a good time to think again how you want to finish out quarter three and quarter number four for this year. It's, you know, something that I think benefits everybody. You can't just show up every day, open the door, flick on the open sign, and expect to make a living. You have to be working towards something. So make sure that you're doing it the right way and with a specific goal in mind. The program that's going to come on after us is called The Watchdogs of Wall Street. It's a syndicated program. Looking forward to getting that started. And hopefully you'll enjoy that as well. This is a new program that we've subscribed to, and Chris, I'm having a problem finding that. Oh, there it is. Okay, so we'll get that going. Well, once again, I want to thank you for listening, and as I do every week, I end the show with a saying that my father told me when I was just 6 years old that guides me in my personal professional life. Never let it rest until your good is better and your better is best. I'm Jim Gano, and I'm taking care of business. Make it a productive week, everybody.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC.